Amen. Well, welcome all. We are excited about this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. So if we were to look, I'm doing something here. So this is the second Sunday of December. So there's five Sundays. And so we're on December 8th. And so we're excited about what this season is drawing nigh, right? And as we continue to walk in just the power of God, understanding that we are good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money, and that we have the divine power and the ability and the equipment within to go forth to be, to do and have all the good that God desires. And as we enter into this month of December, right, the 12th month, as we prepare to enter into the new year according to the Gregorian calendar. Good morning. I was about to call you Pastor Michelle. Amen. Elder Pastor, might as well, right? We are just excited about all that is transpiring, all that God is doing. There's a level of preparation in this season in all aspects of your life. So I know, was it Bishop T.D. Jakes, get ready, get ready, get ready. Well, we're already ready. We're already ready. We're already ready. We're doing the necessary work in our heart to receive that which God already has for us. We're doing the necessary work in our, the Bible talks about in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be ye transformed, what? By the renewing of your mind. And so that's a continual thing, that ing is continuing. And so we actually should be constantly being renewed, because we should be getting fresh information, fresh revelation, so that we can make sure that we're in alignment to where God is. Amen. And so as we enter into this new dispensation, right, let's get ready just to open up this prophetic time, to open up this prophetic encounter on Sunday, December 8th, 2024 at 8 o'clock. Yes, we are a little time challenged. And I don't know why he does that, because at any rate, we are here. We are here. And so we're excited. Father, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you are God and God alone. We thank you, Lord, for this fresh dispensation. We thank you, Lord God, that you are causing a freshness. You're causing a restoration to take place in our life, in our heart, in our mind, oh God, that we can be in alignment with your will, alignment with your purpose. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that consciously we have made that decision. Father God, that we're deciding, we are making that conscious decision that we are walking in the will of God. We are embracing the will of God for our life. We are making the necessary changes. We are doing the necessary work in our hearts, in our mind. We are being transformed, Lord God, through the renewing, the refreshing. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are unlearning in order to learn again. God, we love you. We praise you. Father, according to your word in Job chapter 22, verse 28, you will also decide and decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. We thank you, Lord God, that you are shining upon our ways. Father, we thank you this morning that we are making a conscious decision, Lord God, to only feed our mind the good thoughts, Lord God. Father, we're not wasting our mind's time on idle thoughts, on things, Lord God, that are not going to get us in alignment with your will, that are not going to cause us to go to a higher and deeper revelation and echelon with you, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we're only allowing the good thoughts, the God thoughts into our mind. We're only meditating on those God thoughts, those good thoughts, Lord God, because we understand as we meditate upon those God thoughts and those good thoughts, Lord God, that things will begin to happen. Things will begin to manifest. We understand that it is first spiritual, then natural. Everything that comes that manifests in our life, Lord God, has first has to come through our meditation on the inward, Lord God. Father God, the healing comes through the meditation on the inward. We have to begin to see ourselves as that thing. We have to see ourselves as complete and whole. We have to see ourselves having already attained that thing, Lord God, having attained the goodness of life. Father, we thank you right now that we are defining and declaring that God in us is our answer. We are defining and declaring, Lord God, that God in us is our all, is our completeness, oh God. Father, we are defining and declaring God in us is our health. We are defining and declaring God in us as love. The love of God in my heart brings me together with all the right people for all the right purpose. Father, we are defining and declaring God in us as our success and prosperity. Father, we decree and declare that our life is running over with success, prosperity, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that we make it our business to think right, to feel right, to talk right. We only want good for ourselves and for those and for everyone else in our life, oh God. Because we know that we are God's child, we know we deserve the best. We see ourselves as God sees us. We see ourselves as the divine expression of the God presence within us. Father, we thank you, Lord God, right now that we are programming our mind for all the good that God is. Father, right here and right now, Father, we open our minds to all the great possibilities that are within us, oh God. Through the presence of God in us, all things are possible. Through the presence of God in us, all things are possible. Through the presence of God in me, all things are possible. Father God, we thank you. Through the presence of God in us, we know we're impossible. We know it's possible to enjoy all the riches of life, which are health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. We thank you, God in us. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Well, we want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us.
Jesus.
Pastor and Prophets Michael and Tanya Bryan of Restored Ministries International. For our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be our opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God.
Yeah.
Then it says in John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, to those that receive him, the word, he gave to them the power, his dunamis, to become the sons of God, even those that believe on his name. So when we begin to access the word, we turn on the switch to God's ability to become, or his empowerment, his grace to activate the power to become the sons of God. See, when we understand that the grace of God is his spiritual empowerment for us, as well as his favor on us, but it's to fulfill his purpose. God has given us his power to fulfill his purpose. Without his power, you can't fulfill his purpose. Because the Bible says it's not by our power or by our might, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. And we are in this, the 343rd day.
Oh, sorry.
343rd day of 2024. Now, that's the Roman calendar, okay? Because we are in God's calendar, the season of 5785, which is his, your season of multiplied and abundant grace. We've been teaching right there ever since, the Feast of Tabernacles or Rosh Hashanah, that we are in 5785. Now, we're getting ready to transition from 2024 to 2025, which is another level of transition, which is another level of season to season, from faith to faith and glory to glory. Now, when we take a look at this, though, the number 343, we're in the 343rd day, it represents first three represents divine perfection and completeness, symbolizing the fullness of God's work through the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The four represents stability, creation, and divine order, pointing to the foundation of God's plan in the natural realm. And the repeated three amplifies divine alignment and multiplication, as the number 343 is 7 times 7 times 7, highlighting perfect spiritual completion and exponential blessings. Together, the 343 is a number of spiritual perfection, stability, and supernatural multiplication, reflecting the establishment of God's promises and his abundant provision. That's number one. Number two is the connection to multiplication and the covenant of God. God's promise that can only be dissolved by death. The 343 emphasizes that when we align with God's divine order, his grace multiplies what we sow. Now, remember, I've been teaching about how the Bible says that he that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, but he that sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. Why? Because we're in a season that it's going to be multiplied in abundant grace, okay? And the connection to 7 times 7 times 7 highlights the fulfillment of God's covenant promises, signaling a season of overflowing completion. Now, the date is the 8th day of December, okay? December is the 12th month, which represents divine government and authority, reminding us that God's sovereignty orchestrates his purpose. The 8th day symbolizes new beginnings, renewal, and supernatural opportunities. The combination of divine authority and new beginning reinforces the prophetic significance of stepping into God's ordained blessing. And number four, the late year position. Being that it's the 343rd day, this date is positioned near the end of the year, symbolizing completion and readiness for transition into a new season of abundance and fruitfulness. So you know, like we said, I just call it a special day. You know, David said, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. See, we have to be glad in the day, okay? Don't be trying to be glad in tomorrow's day. Tomorrow's not promised. Okay, we can't do anything about what happened yesterday. Okay, it's already done. But we can be glad in this day. Yeah. There's a prophetic release when you're glad in this day. This is the day that the Lord, we shall rejoice and be glad. We shall rejoice and be glad. I'm going to say it again. Israel had that song, Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. See, when we begin, here's what we don't understand. When we begin to rejoice and praise God, the Bible says in Psalms 22 that the Lord inhabiteth the praise of his people.
That's right.
In other words, that word inhabiteth means to be married to. He's in marriage covenant with your praise. Mm. When he hears, when he hears you praising him, oh, be magnified, you that gets joy in the pleasure of our prosperity. When God hears us to begin to rejoice, he's reminded of the marriage covenant he's in with us. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God. When we understand that when God hears us pray, why was David so effective? Why did God, in his infinite wisdom, put the book of songs in the middle of the Bible? The songs of God are the songs, and the wisdom of God are the connector between the old and the new covenant. Oh, come on now. See, I'm trying to listen. Today is a specific number day because I never realized it. The 343, when it said it's the 7 times 7 times 7. Understand, 7 meaning completion, but in the completion, it also activates the new. When you complete something, that means a new something is open. Amen. Come on, somebody. Paul said, I finished the race. I ran my course. See, I don't know about you, but it's the satisfaction in completing something. Listen, I'm getting ready to start in January. The Lord has mandated me, which is a part of the purpose. See, everything that God does in your life is according to the purpose of why he created you. I'm getting ready to start in January a brand new MFA program, Master of Fine Arts, which is in the fine arts and the music and the arts realm, is what's called a terminal degree. You can't go any higher in the fine arts with that degree in that level in a music composition. So I'm starting a 2-year program because I told the Lord, and the Lord, when he's put us on this journey of education, when my older brother, prophet, evangelist, Daryl Bryan, and we want to give a shout out to Daryl and Cheryl, who are celebrating their 44th wedding anniversary. Was it 44? I think it was 44 that he set up in the Avengers. But we want to give a shout out because, listen, God is a God of longevity. But when he says that what I started in you, I will complete. See, it's not just starting something, okay? We don't want to just start something and then quit and try to go to something else. No. God is a God of completion, okay? God spoke that the Bryan family, those connected to the Bryan family, will have a covenant promise, a covenant anointing for education, okay? Just like you just finished your master's of social work, God has called me to go and to do that because my desire is, when I finish my teaching in the public school system or in the public eye realm, I wanted to end as a professor in a university. So that's what I'm striving for, because I know that even Paul is said to have had the equivalent of several doctorate degrees. Why? Because he was a learner. Okay, let me just say this, because this is what the Lord put on my heart yesterday. The Bible says that it doesn't say that we are destroyed because of the devil. It doesn't say that we are destroyed because God didn't give us everything that we need to be successful. It says we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That word knowledge means understanding. That the understanding, you must get understanding before you can activate faith. Faith needs something as a catalyst to activate it in your life. And when you get it now, it doesn't matter. You can have the faith or the understanding the size of a mustard seed. That's what Jesus said. Okay. But that mustard seed will grow into one of the biggest plants on the earth. Amen. You got something over there?
Well, I want to go back to, you talked about walking into the new, and that when we complete something, that's the opportunity for the new to come. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we are challenged, I think, just in my opinion, about completing certain things, mm-hmm. right? We grow weary and tired. And I thought about in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, for a great and effectual door, and I don't know what version this is because I pulled it up in my chat, but it says, for a great and effectual door is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries.
Yeah.
So for a great and effectual door has been opened to me, right? And so I think there's always doors of opportunities that are opened unto you. And when you complete something, as you said, it unlocks these opportunities. It unlocks us to be able to go to different levels mm-hmm. in God, right? And so even as it's saying, you know, I put it in my chat. So the effectual door as an opportunity for ministry. The term effectual suggests this opportunity is not just an opening, but one that is powerful, impactful, and fruitful, designed by God to achieve his purpose. It implies that God is actively working, preparing hearts to receive the message and aligning circumstances to advance in his kingdom, right? These doors of opportunity. One of the things that it's saying, and it gives you kind of different examples of effectual doors in the Bible. So when Nehemiah, God told him to go and rebuild the walls in Jerusalem. Esther, God placed Esther in a position of influencing, opening a door for her to save her people. Uh-huh. All right. Jesus' ministry, Christ consistently walked through effectual doors, facing opposition from religious leaders, but his mission to save humanity prevailed. Mm-hmm. There are many doors of opportunity that God is opening up to us, even in this, he's already opened them. And are you taking the necessary steps, to walk in those doors? Mm-hmm. So there are many doors that God has. Before the foundation of the earth, before we were even created, God had these doors lined up in our life. Mm-hmm. And based on the choices, based on the decisions that we make, based on the desires, the decisions that we have in our mind and in our heart to do certain things, unlocks those doors to be opened. Mm-hmm. And so what the enemy in you often wants to do is quit the thing.
That's right.
Before God would say, okay, this is what I have for you.
Yep.
Right. And so I don't know. You talked about those doors, you completed something and the new door opens up.
That's right. Now it's funny because when you look now in the King James, it says a great door.
Yeah.
And effectual has been opened unto me. Now, when you look at that word, let's just take a look at those three words. First of all, the word great in the Greek is the megath of God. Mm. Okay. And it means, okay, in stature, great dimensions, number, quantity, numerous, large, abundant. Okay. It also means God's preeminent blessing. Come on now. We're talking about God's preeminent blessings, his supernatural release into your life. When you look at that word door in the Greek, it is a word called the thura of God. Now remember, Jesus said, I am the door. Okay. I am the door. No one can get to the Father unless they go by him, through him. Now that word door, it means an opening, an entrance way, a passage into, but it also means the door which the sheep can go in and out. But then it means an open door okay, which is used as an opportunity of doing something. But then right here it says the door of the kingdom of heaven, okay? The door, which denotes the conditions which must be complied with in order to be received into the kingdom of God, okay? Now, but the last thing, I want to look at this word effectual, because the word effectual is what Paul was a master of expressing God's words. That word effectual is the energesis of God, which means active. Active. Now, so he says a great, a large, a numerous, okay, exponential passage into the kingdom and active door has been opened unto me, but there are many adversaries.
So I had heard a teaching or something, and they talked about that effectual. It's so, you know how something opens and closes and it doesn't stop.
That's right.
And so, and that effectual, that kind of represents the opening and closing.
That's right.
Right.
That's
and right. so, That's you, right. but you have to be in alignment That's to right. be able to walk through. Because if you're not in the proper position, that door could close.
That's right.
And you're not able to walk into it.
That's right.
So you have to know when to walk through, because that door is constantly opening and closing. And you have to know to take that leap and to jump. Because if you do it at the wrong time, you could get it to where it's closed.
That's right. Now it's funny because, and now listen, and your prophet Tanya, she's all into the science fiction and the stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely.
She used to watch this show all the time called Stargate. Remember Stargate with the black guy?
Oh, yeah.
And they had this portal.
Yeah. Oh, I love. Yeah.
They had a portal.
And it took them to different locations.
Different locations in the universe. Yeah. Come on now. Woo! Come on now. God today is saying a great active Stargate. Woo! Open door has been opened up unto you. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to be up to you today to receive the word, because it's the word that activates the gate.
Can I say this?
Yes.
And so that gate is open. However, there it's time sensitive.
That's right.
And so that means that you have, because in the Stargate series, that door would open and they had to make sure they were in the right position in order to be able to shoot forth.
That's right.
And so that means that you've got to get stuff. You've got to begin to do the work. That's so right. That way you don't miss the visitation.
That's right. See now, here's the, prophets opening up some doors today. Now listen, now next week, we're going to be celebrating her birthday next week, because your prophet, she has a birthday next week. So we're going to make sure that next service, next hour, See, so now listen, you just said something. To everything, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything, there is a season and a time, listen, to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to sow, and a time to harvest that which has been sown. You must listen. When God activates a door, the times and seasons of God are activated by his purpose. It's the purpose that opens up the times and seasons. You know what? It's so funny. Is when I realize that, Lord, you're making me go back to school right now at this time. Okay. God literally set me up to do some things. First of all, to make me to rest a little bit, but then to also to get me prepared. The thing about this prophetic season, and this is why I like about how chat connects things to the season of things, It says that we need, and one of the connections is what we speak. When we speak, okay, I've been saying for like a long time that I wanted to teach in college. Now listen, while I was getting my first degree, no, actually my second degree, I was able to teach at UNM. I was not even, you know, and it was a great thing, you know, because I was really excited to be teaching what I love to do. Now listen, some of you got jobs, some of you are doing things that ain't got nothing to do with your purpose because you're doing it because you think you just need to pay your bills. Or that you need to take care. Yes, God wants to give us things to take care of our family. Yes, God is concerned that you have things. Luke chapter 19 says, there are things that belong to your peace. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he says, Jesus looked at Jerusalem and he cried. He says, if you had only known the things that belong to your peace. But then he says, now they're hidden. Why? Because they miss the time of the door being open. Why? The very thing that they had been praying for years, for hundreds and hundreds of years, was right there in front of them. But just because they didn't like how the package came, they missed it. What does Michelle say right there?
That's why, despite what the enemy places in our pathway, we keep pushing toward the mark of the high calling. We keep working, we keep enduring. So when the door opens, we have the grace of God to walk through. Amen. And so even as we're talking about this effectual door, I put in my chat what explained effectual door. And so there's a multitude of things. Door is an opportunity. The empowered and fruitfulness. One of the things that it has is characteristics of an effectual door.
Okay.
The first thing, that it's God ordained. Mm. It's opened by God, not by human effort alone. I'm going to say that again. It's opened by God.
There we go.
Not by your human effort alone. Okay. Strategic.
That's right.
It often aligns with God's larger plans and purposes.
Come on now.
That's what you're talking about.
That's right.
This desire that God placed in your heart for you to go back, you wanted to teach at a collegiate level.
That's right.
And you can, even now, with what you have as kind of, what do they call it? Non-tenured faculty or just, you know,
Because I do have a master's degree.
Right, and right. So you can, but you're wanting to go at a higher level.
Right. So I want to teach doctors. Why?
Right.
Because if God makes me a doctor,
right,
now doctors will receive me because Absolutely. Why? Because I'm on their level. It just, oh my God.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I didn't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
So the characteristics of an effectual door. One, it's God ordained. We talked about that. Two, it's strategic. It often aligns with God's larger plans and purposes. So God is a God of strategy.
Yes,
that means we need to understand his strategy. How do we understand his strategy? Through reading, through the word, through teaching, not just the word, but through reading books on subjects that you know God is telling you to flow and operate in.
That's right.
It's not just the word alone, and I'm not being sacrilegious, but we are not. You're going back to school because if it was the word alone, you wouldn't even bother to go to school.
Right, because long as I've been studying.
But God is saying, you, son, you need greater knowledge.
That's right.
I'm going to give you knowledge. Mm-hmm. So I need you to go to a school that's going to teach you certain things, that's going to expand what you already know.
See, and that's why Moses was so effective. God for 40 years taught Moses the ways of Pharaoh.
Ah.
Come on now.
That was secular. Oh.
See now listen. Stop being so spiritual that you're no earthly good.
That's right.
The word doesn't say just spiritual knowledge. That man, listen.
Yeah.
That we're def- that we're destroyed by a lack of spiritual knowledge. No, because you, some of y'all been going to church for 50 some odd years.
And at the same spot.
Okay, but you don't have the knowledge necessary for the door.
Ooh, say that one again.
You cannot go through the door unless you already have the knowledge to go through the door. He said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus, he's the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. To those that received him, to them he gave them the power to become the sons of God. You must understand, God, through the Holy Ghost, can teach you all the different levels of spiritual understanding. But to be effective on the earth, you need, there are levels of knowledge that you need so you can talk the language. Okay, you need to be able. Listen, I heard when Daryl, when my older brother Daryl finished his PhD or his doctor's degree, one of his chairs, one of his people that helped him get through the process after he was done, he made a statement and it stuck with me. I heard it. Nobody paid attention, but I did. He says, now you're on my level. Now there are certain things that can be released because now you're on my level. Okay. There are certain things. It's just like certain clubs, certain societies, certain things.
Yeah.
There are certain connections that when you get on the, okay, put it this way. I'm a military person. I was in the military. There are certain things that are told to generals that are not told to privates.
Absolutely.
Why? Because it's above your level. It's above your pay grade. Okay. Why? Not because you can't handle it, but
you
know what? Yes. Because you know why? There's a certain level of training and strategies and insight that you must have.
Absolutely.
So that way you can know how to handle certain levels of information.
Yeah, you don't have the capacity.
And Paul said it like this. Now listen, we teach this about healing when Paul said that he prayed three times because there was a thorn in his flesh. Okay. But when we read that story, it's not about him getting healing. When we use the phrase that my grace is sufficient. Mm-hmm. When you read the verses above that, it says, because of the abundant revelations that were given unto me, there was a messenger assigned to my flesh that I would not get big-headed, basically. I wouldn't get beyond myself. See, God be having, this is why Jesus talks about the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven,
yes.
The mysteries of the kingdom of God. There are mysteries that you must get to a level of understanding before God opens up and releases that revelation to you, because you won't know how to handle it. Peter, who do people say that I am? You're Christ, the Son of the living God. Woo, come on now.
So can I finish up?
Yes, you can. I'm sorry.
So I've been talking about the characteristics of an effectual door. So I'm putting them in the chat too. Okay. So the first one was God ordained.
Okay.
It's open, and this is right here. So we said it's opened by God, not by human effort alone.
Okay.
The second one is it's strategic. It often aligns with God's larger plans and purposes.
Come on.
So the third characteristics of a effectual door, challenging.
Come on.
Okay. And I will type it in just a minute. Challenging. And it says adversaries and obstacles often indicate the value of the opportunity.
Also, what you're saying is that the level,
and I can type it in,
that the level of opposition and
wow.
challenge is indicative to the level of the door.
of the blessing, right?
Of the blessing of what you're getting ready to receive. Why? Because the enemy can see what's coming your way also. Yeah. But when you are receiving, yeah, when you are allowing God to prepare, it says, train up a child in the way they should go. Mm. God has always been about training. This is why, this is why he says, Paul says that you are no longer servants, but your sons. Why? Because sons are trained to be kings. Sons, come on now. He says, oh my God. Woo! Why do you think Jesus, before he died on the cross, he was jailed, he was beaten, he had 39 stripes, he had a thorn, a crown of thorn, he was humiliated. That was before they put the stakes in his hands and feet. That was before he hung on the cross all day. That was before he was stabbed in his side. And the last challenge, that was before he had to be separated from his father for the first time in his existence.
That's a serious challenge. Challenges, right?
Why? Because he had never been separated.
Right.
Listen, the challenge for Jesus was not dying. It was being separated from the Father, because according to his existence, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The challenge. This is why he prayed three times in the Garden of Gethsemane. This is why his prayer was so intense. His sweating was so intense that it caused the blood vessels to break and begin to pour blood out of his pores. It was because the challenge of being separated from the Father. Father, why have you forsaken me?
And because of that separation, we now live. We have abundant life.
That's
through
why
the death, his death.
That's why it took 42 generations from the time Adam sinned to the time Jesus was born. It took God 42 generations to prepare not only Jesus, but to prepare the earth for what would happen for the first and only time in God's existence.
We've been talking about the characteristics of an effectual door.
Come on
and
now.
So number three was challenging.
Come on.
What's one of the characteristics of that? It's challenging. Adversaries and obstacles often indicate the value of the opportunity.
Come on now.
So even as he just talked about with Jesus and what he did,
come on now.
Talk about challenge. But on that other side of that effectual door, on the other side of that challenge, we now live because of what Jesus did. So then the last one, we've been talking about four characteristics of a effectual door. And so the last one, number four, is that effectual door. Oh, let me put it in the chat. It requires faith. Stepping through the door demands courage and trust in what? God's provision.
That's it. That's it. So listen. And yes, Sister Michelle, one of the visions that God gave me almost 15 to 20 years ago now was to open up my own school of production, But listen, even when we were in Phoenix, the mentoring program that the Lord gave us before we came back to Albuquerque, or where I came back, your first encounter, because the first time you encountered Albuquerque, you didn't like it. Okay. But let's understand something, that when God puts he says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. And it says also, what God started, he will finish in you. See, here is that challenge, okay? Job, now, you always start off with Job chapter 22. When he starts, when you shall decree a thing. But we don't understand that Job, at the time, was the righteous man, was God's man on the earth. There was no one more righteous than Job. Now, in Job chapter 1, now, I want you to check this out because I want you to see how awesome God is and his strategic plan is. It says in Job chapter 1, verse 6, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also.
So what scripture are we in?
Job chapter 1. We're starting at verse 6. So this is why Paul said that we are sons of God, not servants. Why? Because we were sons before we went into this extinction of where we thought that we had to serve God like a subservient slave master, okay? Listen, and the Lord said to Satan, where you been? Not like God didn't know, but he knows where he's been. And Satan said, going to and fro in the earth, walking up and down it. And the Lord said unto Satan, check it out. Have you considered? He knew what he was talking about. He was looking for someone to devour. Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him? Check it out. There's none like him in the earth. A perfect and upright man. One that fears God and turns away from evil.
What verse are you in?
That was verse 8.
Oh, chapter 1.
Yes.
Chapter 1.
Then in verse 9, it says, then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job really fear God for nothing? You've put a hedge of protection around him. You've given him riches and blessed him and children. And God says this, check this out. Put forth your hand now and touch all that he has. And well, this is what Satan says, and he will curse you. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only upon himself put forth not your hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Now, this is the beginning of the challenges of Job. Now, just to go ahead and paraphrase and get through that, okay, because we ain't got enough time to go through all that. Job lost everything, his children, his livestock, he lost everything in the moment of a day. But after he finished, after God took him through the challenges, number three, challenging adversaries and obstacles indicate the value of the opportunity. The Bible says that Job received double, twice as much as he had, except children, in the end. Your expected end. I know I'm going to create and open that school of production. Why? Because God has put something within me. He's put a grace in me. He's put a power in me that won't let me stop until I finish what God has called me to do. Why? Because that's the empowerment of God. That's the grace. Okay, this is a season of multiplied and abundant grace. Now, in this season, now I'm going to tell you like this. Things in your life are going to begin to be sped up.
Turned up.
It's going to speed up in your life. Why? Because God, once he knows, once that stargate has been opened up, once that door has been opened up, the Bible says this, I will hasten my word to perform it. Oh, come on now. In Isaiah, I believe that's Isaiah. He says, I will hasten my word to perform it. Hasten, okay? This word hasten.
Wait, Isaiah what?
It is Isaiah. No, it's Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. And we're going to stop right here for today because there's so much in this door. A great door.
Jeremiah what?
Chapter 1, verse 12. Well, I'm going to start at verse 11 because this is in the beginning when God is calling Jeremiah as a prophet.
And you're going to what verse?
I'm just going to read verse 11 and 12. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. And if you're getting something today, someone type, I receive it. Because this is very key. Okay, because everything that God is doing in your life right now is because he is hastening the word. Now understand that we've been learning about this season. This is going to be a season that you will abound. You'll be abundantly furnished with. But 5785 is also going to be the season that you will always have. There's going to be something that happens in the earth, okay? Just like you were talking about the trust and the confidence in the season, Proverbs chapter 3 says, trust in the Lord, lean not to your own understanding, okay? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 12. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then the Lord said unto me, you have seen well, for I will, check this out, hasten my word to perform it. He didn't say hasten you. He said, I will hasten my word, which is within you, to perform it. This word hasten in the Hebrew is the shakad of God, which means to wake up. Awaken, to be wakeful, to watch over, but to be alert. He says, I will wake up. I will wake up my word. Now, this word to perform is the asa of God.
So are you, I looked up what it means. Well, what chat gave me. Okay. It says the word hasten means to move quickly, act promptly, or accelerate the process of something.
Come on.
In a biblical context, it often implies God's diligence and urgency in ensuring that the promises or plans are fulfilled without delay.
Oh my gosh. Now the word perform, the asa of God, okay, check this out. It means to fashion, to make, to produce, to do, but it also, check this out, to act with effect. The effectual door, to act with effect, okay? To put in order, woo! To appoint, ordain, and institute. Come on.
So, because you said the Hebrew word is what, shakad?
Word hasten?
Yeah.
The word hasten in the Hebrew is?
Because it says shokud or shokid.
Shakad of God.
Okay, so then here chat says, the word hasten from the Hebrew word shakad conveys that God is, one, watching attentively over his word.
Come on.
Two, ensuring its fulfillment at the proper time.
Come on.
Three, acting, get this, with intentionality and precision to bring about his plans.
Come on.
Intentionality and precision.
Precision.
Precision. Okay. So like right on point. Yeah.
That's right.
So powerful. It says broader meaning, and I think I can refer to speeding up an action or ensuring something happens efficiently.
Come on.
It reflects a sense of urgency or a readiness to act.
Come on. Listen, I got the College of Fine Arts, the Vermeer College of Fine Arts. I got on their nerves because when I decided, when God showed me that that was going to be the school, I've got the program director. I've got the
financial aid person.
Financial aid. I've got the one who the admission director. I got their cell phone numbers. I was blowing them up. The lady in the financial aid office said, look, I just got your thing yesterday. Let me do it. She basically said, look, shut up. Let me do what I'm going to do. Listen, when you understand that when God awakens that word, when God awakens that word in you, Jesus said, I must die. I must go to the cross. It became an urgency.
So it goes back to that acting with intentionality, even what you're doing, and precision to bring about his plans. You're intentionally
plugging on
these people.
No, listen. So, You ever watch those cop shows? And like they arrive at the door of the perpetrator, mm-hmm. and the door could be locked. And sometimes they have to break the door down. They
use a ram.
They use a ram.
Yeah.
And say, look,
yeah.
we the police.
Right.
You can come out.
Or we coming in.
Or I'm coming. Now listen, listen. When God begins to awaken that word in you.
Wow.
Listen, oh my God. See that hit right there. When God awakens that word lays dormant until God says it's the time and season for that word to awaken.
But you have to make the decision.
That's it.
Because it's already there.
That's right.
You have to make. So it's not about, yes, timing and that all, but it's about what are you making? Are you making the decision to embrace what he has? Are you making the decision to walk through that door? You have to decide.
And in the Bible, it's called receiving. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, to those that received him,
yeah.
to them he gave his power. You cannot get the power for the season until you receive the word. That word receive is broken down into three areas. My sheep hear my voice.
Yes.
David said, I hid thy word deep in my heart that I might not sin against you. And James says, that I must be a doer of the word. So I must begin to, I must hear it. Then I hide it, okay? I hide the word in the heart, and then I begin to do it. It wasn't until I began to act on what God told me that everything from financial aid to everything from dealing with getting transcripts and doing everything. Listen. And it's funny because my admission director is a African American lady, and when I made the decision on the school, because first I had to decide after I received the word what school am I going to, and I had about 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 different schools. I was even thinking about going to a school that is based out in the UK, okay, and I was like, Lord, okay. The UK, because I wanted to go to England, and I'm gonna go to England because I'm gonna walk down.
I used to live in England.
Yeah, because she's from England, so
you know, I'm not from there. I live there.
You from England?
I'm not.
Okay.
Listen, look at your private chat.
Okay.
The private one.
Oh. Okay. Amen. Praise God. So when we understand this, that when I decided, see, when I chose. You shall, oh my God. When you make the decision
mm-hmm.
to do what God has called you to do, that's when God releases the grace, his empowerment for you. It's not even your power.
Yeah.
It's his power that he gives you to complete it, because what he's called you to do is much bigger than you, and your own earthly power will not be able to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
When I decided on the school, when I decided I'm going to go through it, when I decided I'm willing to do the challenge, then God says that I'm going to move everything out of your way that could be an obstacle. I'm going to make sure that everything falls into place like a domino effect, that you can begin to do that which I would perfect in you. God's perfects. He said, I will perfect my word in you to perform it. I will hasten. I will speed it up. Listen, it's your time and season that God is speeding up his process in your life for you to finish what he started in you. This is going to be a season. Listen, once you begin to do what God tells you to do, then this will be a season that you will always have, because God, whatever he tells you to do, he has to give you the provision to complete it. Amen.
Amen.
So listen, this is why it's important. Why? Because he said, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Mm. This is the season that God's kingdom, Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease in your life. Okay, this is going to be the time and season. So how do you activate it? By sowing seed. Okay, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So can you give them the first way that they can sow into the kingdom?
Yes. Amen. So the name of our ministers is Restored Ministries, and that is the overarching organization. And so you can sow on the left-hand side through, you can sow your seed using PayPal. You can use our handle at Restored, MININTL. Or you can use your smartphone. You have to have a smartphone with and use your camera app. Put it over that QR code sign, that little picture that you see there, and it'll take you directly to that link to sow your seed. The second way you can do it is through Zelle. Zelle is a banking app. And so you would use our email, restoredmintl@gmail.com. You also then can sow through Cash App at Restored.
M-I-N-I-T-L.
Yeah, $restored M-I.
Yeah.
For Cash App. And then you also can go to our website at www.restoredministriesint.org. Remember, the seed leaves your hand, but it never, ever leaves your life.
Okay. Now, the next way that you can sow is by sowing what is called the teruma. That's when you sow the seed directly into the hand of the priest. Ezekiel 44:30 says that the first of all the first fruits of all things and every oblation, that word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma, okay? And every teruma of all, every sort of teruma, yes, shall be the priest. And you shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may speak or cause the blessing to rest in your house.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the second way, can you explain, please?
And so the teruma, just as Pastor Michael read Ezekiel chapter 44:30, that's how the priests were sustained, was through the teruma that the people gave to the priest. It's kind of like, for those that are like teruma, it's the love offering that you give the pastor.
Amen.
Right. And so there, and when you understand, when you operate, that teruma is the smallest of the amounts of offerings that the people were required to give, but it's the most potent, right? And so the way that you can sow your teruma into this ministry, or into Pastor Michael Bryant, who is the supervising priest of this ministry, is through PayPal. You can use his email, PastorMichaelDBryant@gmail.com. You also can do it through Zelle, using the email Michael@rtproductions.com, or you can do it through his Cash App, which is $2ProfitMDBryant. Again, $2ProfitMDBryant. Remember, the seed leaves your hand or your account, and it never, ever leaves your life.
So, Father, we thank you. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Lord God, that you said, give and it shall be given. Yes. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Father, as your son sows seed, activate the door. Activate the great and effectual door. Hasten your word to perform it. Father, I declare and decree that this will be the best day of their life that they've ever seen. Mm. Father, favor is their portion. Father, unexpected wealth and income is their portion. Divine healing and health is their portion. Peace is their portion. And joy shall be released in their life like ever before. For I declare and decree it from the north, south, east, and west, and above and beneath. Father, no weapon formed against them shall prosper in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, we want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss next week's broadcast. Be blessed. Enjoy your day. And listen, allow God to finish the work that he started within you. Be blessed.
Amen.